With this program and this partnership, Ghana hopes to set an example of how, with foresight and proper planning, such assistance can propel African nations off the aid platform. And given the momentum we have established and the reassuring circumstances in which we currently find ourselves, this hope seems entirely realistic. Ghana imports almost everything our population consumes, from televisions to toothpicks. We even import goods and products that we are more than capable of producing locally, like rice, sugar, wheat, poultry, flour, fish, and what have you. This unexpected and unfortunate situation revealed to us the weakness in our foundation and fueled an impetus for change. In order to give real meaning and sustainability to this desire for change, we initiated various measures and strategies, understanding that the more revenue we are able to recycle in our economy, the faster we'll be able to realize our development goals, the stronger and more equal our global partnerships will be, and the more effectively we can attain self-sufficiency as a fully fledged middle-income independent nation. Government has also launched a broiler project under which it intends to foster the capacity of poultry farmers to reach the production amounts necessary to meet the requirements of the Ghanaian consuming public and thereby reduce our importation of poultry. $50 million has already been granted to support a number of individual poultry farmers as well as the Ghana Poultry Farmers Association. These are a few examples of the projects that fall under the transformation agenda and the expectations that we have of them.